Today's share is Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Yotes. We will begin on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. In the previous share, the Gemara had quoted a Machloikus, a Batal Megillas Tanis or not Batal Megillas Tanis. If they had established the Megillas Tanis, they listed all the Yom Tovim to different miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael, that they decided that they would make them Yom Tovim, as we're going to learn, as we have learned. Some of those days were usher in Hesped and Tainus. Some were not as serious, they were only usher behesped, only betainus, not behesped. And the Gemara asks, Moser of Acha Bahuna. It says, ask the Gemara, in the Megillas Tainus, betlosa betishrei, 3 days in Tishrei, betelus adak the mishtariyah. They originally had, as we'll see, made a rule that they should write the Shem Hashem in all the documents, and they stopped that. Shegoz Machshiyon Gzeira, Machshiyon made a Gzeira Shloil Haska Shem Shemayim Alpiem. They wanted to separate us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the ways that they thought that they could accomplish so was by saying that we should never be able to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, says the Gemara, V'kishgavro machas chashminoi v'netzchem, and ultimately Baruch Hashem, when Klal Yisrael prevailed through the chashminoim, Hiskinu, the chashminoim instituted, Shoyim Maskim Shem Shemayim v'fil b'shtoris, that the Shem Shemayim is always mentioned, even in documents. V'kach ha'yukosrim, and in the place of the date of the shtar, they would write, B'shnas kach v'kach li'yochem ben koin godl. They would write this many years since Yochem koin godl became the koin godl. And they added the words, L'keil elyoin. And like that, they brought the Shem Hashem back into use amongst Klal Yisrael. Shisham Acham B'davar, when Chazal heard what was going on, Amru, they were concerned, for they said, L'moch zeperei es chayvay, tomorrow this person pays up his debt, v'nimtza shtar mutabashpa. And the right thing is to put the shtar into the garbage, because chas v'shalom, we don't want to have a circumstance where the shtar is used over again improperly. V'nimtza shtar mutabashpa bitlam. So they stop putting the Shem Hashem into the shtaris. V'asa yontif. V'asa yom asa yontif. We see that, and that day was made as a yontif. And in fact, the Rishonim already, the Ritva, makes the point from here we see how careful we must be in the Kiddush of the Shem Hashem, and to be very careful that anything that has on it the Shem Hashem, we should only bring to a place which is clean. We shouldn't take it into a bathroom or to any other place which is not clean. And furthermore, anything that has the Shem Hashem on it, we should not just dispose of without thinking about the Kedusha of the Shem Hashem that's on the shtar. I saw that the Mashah adds that the reason they made this day into Yontif, because there's a discussion if Yochanan Kohen Gadol was actually Yanei HaMelech. And if he was Yanei HaMelech, many suggest that Yanei HaMelech killed many of the Chachmi Yisrael because he wanted to take away, they wanted to remove him from the Kuna because they felt that Yanei HaMelech, and according to this, who's Yochanan Kohen Gadol, was not fit to be the Kohen Gadol. And when they stopped mentioning the Shem Hashem and the Shtaris, they made this rule, says the Mashah, because they were concerned that again, Chas V'Shalom, there may be a time in our history that people will not, there'll be a Kohen Gadol who's not worthy of being a Kohen Gadol. So the way to avoid this problem was that they stopped using the Kohen Gadol's name, in Shtaris. The Magen Avraham, quoting the Ritva, and asking, so now that we see how careful we have to be with the Shem Hashem, how do we see that people use the Shem Hashem so often and aren't so concerned about the Shem Hashem not being respected if one will dispose of them or one will bring the shtar that has the Shem Hashem into the wrong place? So Magen Avraham wants to say a chiddush, that the entire concern that we're discussing is only when the Shem Hashem is written in Ksav Ashurish, the Ksav which Sifrei Torah are written. But when it's not written in Ksav Ashurish, the concern that we're discussing doesn't apply. Makes the Gemara its point. V'isal k'datach, if we're going to say, as Rav and Reb Chanina taught us in yesterday's shir, Shabbat l'Megillas Tainus, that they stopped making extra Yom Tovim, the Megillas Tainus after the Churban Abayis was abolished, so ask the Gemara, K'maisa batal achronos masifin. We had days that were already established as a yontif, and we stopped celebrating them as a yontif, and now we're adding new Yom Tovim. Doesn't make sense. Answers the Gemara, Hachem Ma'iskinen, the yontif that we're speaking about here, it was Ban Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. Yes, after the Beis HaMikdash was no longer standing, they didn't keep it as a yontif. But now we're talking about when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, where it was a yontif. Ask the Gemara, where they were still establishing Yom Tovim. Ask the Gemara, but even if we're going to take that approach, Havelei Yom Shnarik Bagdali Ben Achikam. The day, as we started our shiur today, that was established to be the yontif for stopping to use the Shem Hashem was Gimel Tishrei. Gimel Tishrei, we know it's Tzom Gedalia. And as we quoted extensively in our previous shiur, the Pasuk in Zechariah says, V'tzayim ha-shvi yir l'beis Yehuda l'sosom l'simcha l'mayadim toivim, that as long as the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Tzom Gedalia, the other fast days, but Tzom Gedalia as well, was a yontif. So if it was considered a yontif, then we don't need to establish another yontif. It's already a yontif, says the Gemara Amar Rav, L'nitzcha el'esa shalafonav. The halacha is, as we're going to learn in Masechta Tainus, the halacha is that the days that were considered a yontif from Megillas Tainus were not only those were days of yontif, but even the day before is also b'tainus. Why? Because they didn't want, as the Gemara explains there, they want the people to show the proper respect to these Yom Tovim. And the way they assumed that people will show the proper respect to those Yom Tovim is by even the day before being treated with some level of yontif that they weren't allowed to fast on that day. And actually, the Mishnah Masechta Tainus of Tez Vav Beis quotes a machloikis Rabbi Yosef the Chachamim regarding this. The opinion of the Chachamim is that the Me'adim that are mentioned in Megillas Tainus that are so serious that are even Osir Behesped, the day before them is Osir Behesped, and the day after such Yom Tovim Amutah b'tainus. And the other Yom Tovim, which are only Osir b'tainus, Amutah b'hesped, the day before those Yom Tovim, were allowed to fast. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that the Me'adim that are Osir b'hesped are Osir b'tainus both the day before and the day after. And the days that are Osir b'tainus, the day before is Osir b'tainus, the day after is Osir. The yontif of Gimel Tishrei was Mutar Behesped. Therefore, the day afterwards, everybody would agree, one may fast. And that's why the Gemara is very specific in saying that the issue here is Kedei L'Eser Eshulafonav. What would be the status of the day before? Not the day after. Because both Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon agree that the day after a day, which is only Osir B'tainus, is Mutar B'tainus. Our Gemara explains the Sefer Tosfos Chadashim is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that even though Gimel Tishrei is only Osir B'tainus, the day before is Mutar B'tainus, is also Osir B'tainus, and that's what the Gemara says, why they needed to establish those days. Certainly, any day before or after a yontif that's mentioned in Megillas Tainus is Mutar Behesped. So says the Gemara, the reason that they established these days for a new Yom Tov is to say that the day before is Osir B'Tainus. And of course, point out Rishonim, this was only applicable in Eretz Yisrael. Because in those days in Eretz Yisrael, and actually to be a little more precise, not just in Eretz Yisrael, but only in Eretz Yisrael, in the places where they knew when Beis Din made Rosh Hashanah, that they keep one day of Rosh Hashanah. Everywhere else in Eretz Yisrael, they kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And certainly in all of Chutz Lars, they kept 2 days at Rosh Hashanah because they needed to know when. They did not know when Beis Din, as we learned and will continue learning, established Rosh Hashanah. And for all of these reasons, Beis Tishrei is anyway a Yom Tov. We're referring here to a situation where in Eretz Yisrael, only a first day was Rosh Hashanah. And since only the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Tishrei ought not to be a Yom Tov. And since it ought not to be a Yom Tov, that's why they decided that because Gimel Tishrei is the Yom Tov that we're learning in our Shir, Beis Tishrei becomes a Yom Tov as well. Shulfanov asked the Gemara, but even if we're going to say that the second day of Tishrei is a Yom Tov because it's somewhat of a Yom Tov because it's the day before Gimel Tishrei, but ask the Gemara, typically, Yom why don't we say that we're not allowed, we have to treat the second day of Tishrei as a Yom Tov because it's the day after Alef Tishrei, the day after Rosh Chodesh, the day after Rosh Hashanah, which are also Yom Tovim. Answers the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh Daraisa. Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov Daraisa. And Daraisa Lebay Chizik. Which Yom Tovim are, when is there halacha about the day before that we've been discussing? According to Rabbi Yossi, sometimes the day after, only by Yom Tov and Megillas Tainus. Since it's a Yom Tov and Megillas Tainus, which is not mentioned in the Torah, so we need to show that it's truly a Yom Tov, and the way we show that it's truly a Yom Tov is by making the day before also Asa. However, the Tanya, and says the Gemara, Zeraisa Loi Bai Chizik. The Tanya, and the Gemara says, that we learned this in a Braisa. Hayama Eilik Sum Megillas Tainus. The Braisa says, the Yom Tovim that I mentioned in Megillas Tainus, Asurim Bein Lefneim Bein Lachreim, they're Asur and Tainus both before and after. Shabbos of Yom Tovim, Heim Asurim, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we're certainly not allowed to fast or say a Hesped. However, Asurim Lachreim Mutter. Asurim Lachreim are Mutter. Ma Hefresh Bein Zelazah. So ask the Braisa itself, why are these different types of Yom Tovim treated differently? Says the Braisa, Halolo Devei Torah, Shabbos and Yom Tov are Yom Tovim Medaraisa, Vein Devei Torah Tzrichin Chizik. Something which is Yom Tov Medaraisa is a Yom Tov, and we know it's a Yom Tov, and we don't have to do anything to strengthen it. Halolu, whereas the Yom Tovim that I mentioned in Megillas Tainus are only Yom Tovim Devei Soferim, Midrabanan, Devei Soferim Tricha Chizik, that's something that needs to be Chizik. But Rama says that even though, as we just learned, Yom Tovim Midaraisa are not treated as strictly as Yom Tovim Midrabanan, still, Isru Chag, says the Rama, one should treat Isru Chag as a special day. He says, Achila v'shtia, one should be careful to eat more and drink more in Isru Chag. But the halacha is, says the Gra, even though we're saying that Isru Chag has in it this Kedusha, the halacha still is, says the Gra, that one may fast on Isru Chag if he feels he needs to. The question that the Ran asks, the Gemara says that Beis Tishrei is the day after Rosh Chodesh. Ask the Ran, why does the Gemara say it's the day after Rosh Hashanah? So the Ran says it is, of course, the day after Rosh Hashanah. He says, but that Rosh Hashanah doesn't need Chizuk is obvious. Everybody knows what Rosh Hashanah is. But we would think, says the Ran, that Rosh Chodesh is not such a significant Yom Tov. And since Rosh Chodesh is not such a significant Yom Tov, one would think that the day after Rosh Chodesh, we're not allowed to, we should be mechazik, and we should also show that we're not allowed to fast that day to show how important Rosh Chodesh is. teaches us the Gemara that since Rosh Chodesh is Daraisa, we don't have to make such a rule. So for him we see that one is not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So the Rishonim asks that the Gemara says in Masechet Brachos that if somebody didn't say Yalav Yavoi on Rosh Chodesh by Shacharis, by Mincha, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. By Berachas HaMazon, he doesn't have to repeat. Why is there a difference between Tefillah and Berachas HaMazon? Says the Gemara, because we're mechuyah, we're obligated to daven, and therefore since Yalav Yavoi is an essential part of the Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, we have to repeat it. Whereas Berachas HaMazon, you don't have to eat, so therefore you don't have to repeat the Yalav Yavoi. So says the Gemara, so how do we understand when the Gemara says that Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, Bay Achal, Bay Loyachal? So he explains that, the Rishus Rabbeinu Peretz explains that even though we're obligated to eat on Rosh Chodesh, we're not obligated to wash on bread. And since we're not obligated to wash on bread, that's why, and that's the only time obviously we say Birch Samazon, that's why we don't repeat the Yalav Yavoi for the Birch Samazon, because we could have not eaten bread and still fulfilled the mitzvahs of Rosh Chodesh where we're not allowed to fast. Ask the Gemara, but why are we saying that Beis Tishrei is not a day that we would not allow to fast, if not for this new yontif that we started our shiur with? But typically, that Tzoyim Gedalia, as we said a few moments ago, becomes a yontif. And since Tzoyim Gedalia becomes a yontif in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, which we are involved with in our shiur, so the day before is the day before that yontif. And we're saying the day that before those Yom Tovim, we may not fast anyway. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, Gedalia ben Achikim Divrei Kabbalah. This that we have to keep Gimel Tishrei when the Beis HaMikdash is standing as a Yontif is based on what it says in the Pasuk in Zechariah. The Divrei Kabbalah or Kedivrei Torah Dami. Divrei Kabbalah considered like Divrei Torah, and they too don't need a Chizik, and therefore it's obvious that one will keep it as a yontif, and therefore we don't have, that wouldn't be a reason that we should be allowed to fast on that day. Again, ask the Gemara. As we began our shir, Rav and Reb Chanina's opinion are that Megillas Tainus was stopped after the Churban Abayis. Ask the Gemara, Masr of Tumiba Masna, it says in Megillas Tainus, Be'esrim v'tamnebe, 28 days in the month of Adar, also besur to Tovel Yudai, a wonderful news came to Klal Yisrael, the Laidim Araisa, that they no longer have to stop learning Torah. Shagazar Malchus, the Roman Empire made Xera, Shlayask Batira, that they should not be allowed to learn Torah, Vishlaimolas Benayam, that they're not allowed to do Brismila, Vishikhal Shabasois, and that we should be Michal Shabbos. And the Ma'ashah explains, why did they specifically make a decree on these three mitzvahs? So the Ma'ashah explains that these are the three mitzvahs which we are different than the Umas Olam. Regarding the Torah, it says, Ki chachmaschem ubinaschem l'enei amim. We learn Torah, they don't learn Torah. Shabbos, Amila, it says, Oisi beini beinechem, and what shows the special covenant that exists between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that was extremely bothersome to them, that we are separated from them. Therefore, they're particularly jealous of us, that we have this ability to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says regarding the Torah, U'mishpatim bal yudom. The Torah was only said to Klal Yisrael, U'mishpatim bal yudom. It wasn't said to the Umas Olam. And that's why they wanted to eradicate these mitzvahs from Klal Yisrael. So ask the Ben Yoyada, if we just said that what makes Shabbos Amila special is because, as we said, the Torah says regarding Shabbos Amila, Ki oishi beini ubeinechem. So ask the Ben Yoyada, Tefillin is also an ice between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. So why don't we find that they made a rule that we should not be allowed to wear tefillin? So he answers that the Romans were very smart. They knew that one could fulfill the mitzvah tefillin in the privacy of his home, And to be mekayim the mitzvah tefillin, you just put them on and you mekayim that mitzvah. So that was therefore a decree they knew that would be impossible to carry out. Shabbos, which is a 24-hour gzeira, Mila, which is on us for all of our lives, they knew that they could watch and carry out. So after the Romans made this horrible decree, what did they do? They went to a non-Jewish noblewoman, who was very familiar with all of the people from Rome, and for advice, what should they do? And she told them, go demonstrate by night for what they did. And they went and they made such a demonstration. They called out to Shemayim. And I saw that the Ben Yoyada says, why did they specifically use the word Shemayim? Because says the word Shemayim is a combination of Eish Umayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim out of fire and water, which normally cannot coexist. But Hashem was able to create some two things that can't coexist. And what they were saying was that just like fire and water can coexist in the Shemayim, we, Klal Yisrael and Esav, even though we're so different, should be able to coexist. Aren't we brothers? Aren't we from the same father? Yitzchak Avinu. We are from the same mother. Rivka. Why are we different? That you make these terrible decrees against us. And they undid those gzeres. That day was made into yontif. So Rashi says the reason the demonstration was done specifically at night, because we wanted that it should be heard. And at night, where it's quiet at night, that's where people could hear better what's being said, not during the day when there's so much noise in the street as well. Another shot that the Ben Yoyada suggests is that they wanted to remind the Malchei Roimi how the Sora Shel Adam, their Malach and Shemayim, had battle with Yaakov by night, and Yaakov ultimately prevailed. And that's what they were sending a message. Don't think that you could beat Klal Yisrael. Similarly, says the Ben Yoyada, there were so many nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael by night. Avram, when he went to war against the Malachim, was by night. Sarah, when she was taken to the home of Paroi and taken to the home of Avimelech, was by night. Makis Bechairis was by night. Haman's Mapola was by night. The story with Sancheriv was by night. And Klal Yisrael were hinting to them, remember all of the nisim that have come to Klal Yisrael by night, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will happen as happen, will help us again. And then he suggests that this Roman noblewoman who gave them this advice knew that they were getting together for some sort of a party that night. And therefore she knew that the time for them to get together was at night. The Ben Yoyada also asks, why did they have to say, V'loi b'nei av achar anachnu, V'loi b'nei em achas anachnu? They should have just said, achim anachnu. So he explains, if they would have just said, loy achim anachnu, they would say that indeed, Yaakov and Esav were brothers, but we find that Yaakov treated Esav improperly. Yaakov took the brachas that Yitzchak wanted to give to Esav. So that's why they say, okay, you don't want to believe that we're brothers because we don't act like brothers, but we're still the son of Yitzchak. And Yitzchak, even after realizing what Yaakov did, still said the bracha should go to Yaakov. And therefore, just because we see just like Yitzchak accepted that we're brothers, so too we're brothers. But the Megillah's Tainus, ask the Gemara if we're going to say that Megillah's Tainus became bottle, Achronosim Asifin. So ask the Gemara the same question. How are we making new Yom Tovim? So it perhaps says the Gemara say the same teretz that this whole story happened when the Beis Hamikdash was still standing. Says the Gemara, for Yeshua Yehuda ben Shemua, when the story happened in the time of Yehuda ben Shemua, and Yehuda ben Shemua was Talmid Shemayer. He was the Talmud of Ramea, and Ramea was already after the time of the Churban Abayis. So saying that teretz wouldn't work here. The halacha is that a keli that becomes tamei is a keli that becomes tamei is tamei. But one of the ways it can become tar is by breaking it. Shvirason zui taroson. The discussion, however, is that what happens if a keli became broken and now you patch it up with a plug, with a patch, with a metal patch? Will it be tamei or not? So Rashi says two pshatim in our Gemara. Rashi says that there's a the first pshat Rashi says that if a metal keli broke and then you plug it up and it's good, it goes back to its original tumah. Because since the tumah on a metal keli is deraisa, so that's why Chazal said if you plug it up with a metal patch, it becomes tamei again. Whereas a glass keli's tumah is only a tumah with rabbanon, so therefore if you patch it up, it doesn't revert to its original tumah. Another pshat that Rashi suggests, if it's we're talking about a glass keli, and matters what type of material was used to plug it up. Was metal used to plug it up or glass used to plug it up? So again, says the Gemara, the Tanan, clay zechuchas that became tamei, the nikvu, and you got a hole, v'itiv l'toichon eiver, and then you put it up, you patch it with lead, with metal. Amar Shem Gamliel, Yehuda ben Shema, Metamim Mishur Rameya. Yehuda ben Shema says it's tamei in the name of Rameya with the pshat that we just gave, v'chama matarim. So we see that Yehuda ben Shammua was a Talmud of Ramea. And if Yehuda ben Shammua was a Talmud for Ramea, and he's saying in our Gemara that they made this Yontif, so how do we say that they made a Yontif if Rabbi Mechanina says that the original Yom Tovim of Megillas Tanis were abolished? Says the Gemara, this question about the status of the Yom Tovim Megillas Tanis actually Tanoihi, is Machloikus Tanoim. The Tanya, Yom Eila Ksum Megillas Tainis, Beim Bezman She Beis Hamikdash Kayim, or Beim Bezman She Beis Hamikdash Kayim Asurim, Divrei Rameya. Reb Yossi Omer, Bezman She Beis Hamikdash Kayim Asurim, the day when Beis Hamikdash is standing, the Yontif, and you're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to say a Hesped, Nesha Simcha Lehem, Ein Beis Hamikdash Kayim, Mutarim, Nesha Evel Lehem. They all became days of Evel. So the Sif Sechem asks, yes, we're abolishing that they're no longer Yom Tovim. But why should they become Yimei Evil? So the Sif Sechem says, when we remind ourselves that these days were originally Yom Tovim, and now they're no longer Yom Tovim, that is the biggest Avelis. So this question is a Machlokes Tanoim. So any Braisa that paskins that they still exist follows the Tanoim that they still exist, and any Braisa says that they don't exist follows the opinion that they don't exist. Says the Gemara, Hilchos Batlu, the halacha is that they became abolished. Hilchos Loi Batlu, they didn't become abolished. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. Kasha Hilchos Hilchos, what is the halacha? Were they abolished or were they not abolished? Answers the Gemara, Loi Kasha. Kama Chanukah Purim. Chanukah Purim remain. Chan B'Shah Yomei, other Yom Tovim did not become abolished. So ask the Ran, so how can we fast on the day before Purim? If Purim is a yontif because of the Megillas Tainis, and we learned at the beginning of our shiur today that the day before yontif of Megillas Tainis, we're not allowed to fast. So the Ran answers that Purim is considered a divrei Kabbalah. And just like we said earlier in our shiur, that anything that's considered divrei Kabbalah, loy tzar chizik, that's why, since that day is considered a Yontem Mikabola, we could fast the day before. The Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. What's the halacha about Yudal and Tezvav of other Rishon? Are they Mutta Behesbetainus, also Behesbetainus? So the Sif Sechem says, it says in the Megillah, V'yimei ha-purim ha-elu lo yavru mitoich Yehudim. That in a leap year, where the day of Purim is an Adar Sheni, then what's the status of Purim Rishon? Says the Megillah further, v'zichrom, that even the days which aren't Purim, they're only Zechra Purim, because the Yud Dalet and Tes Vav of Adar Rishon, one should not fast. Another pshat, why we could fast the day before Purim, I saw that the Ritva says, Al Gemara, we just said, really, the halacha is that Megillah's Tainus became bottle. And since Megillah's Tainus became bottle, the day of Purim should not be a Yontif. But Chazal decided that it should still be a Yontif. As much as Chazal decided that it should still be a Yontif, Chazal said it's only a Yontif for the days themselves, but not for the day before and the day after. We learned in our Mishnah, the Shluchim go out on Elul B'nei Rosh Hashanah. They go to notify when Yontif was established for Rosh Hashanah. V'al Tishrei M'nei Takonas HaMa'adas. And for Tishrei, they go out, so we should know when is Yontif. Ask the Gemara, Kim the Nafgalei Elul, once the Shluchim went out, and we know when Rosh Chodesh Elul is, ask the Gemara, at Tishrei Lamaluhu, why would they need to go out for Tishrei? We should know automatically when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, when Rosh Hashanah will be. V'chi Teima, says the Gemara, because you know why they have to go out for Tishrei? Demel Abrula Elul, because we're not sure, as we've discussed so many times, if Elul was a 29-day month, or was Elul a 30-day month. And of course, that would have direct bearing on when Rosh Hashanah will be. Ask the Gemara, how could they not know? Never in our history have we found that Elul should be a 30-day month. Says the Gemara, Loi Metzinu means the Loi Yitzrich. They didn't need to do it. Ha'itzrich, Mabrin Alei. Sometimes we're going to see that we need to make Elul into a 30-day month. And the reason they would have to do it into a 30-day month, the Gemara is going to give two explanations. They lived in a world where they didn't have refrigerators and freezers, and they needed vegetables. And if they're going to have a two-day Yontif, where Yom Kippur and will be right before or after Shabbos, and the same on the other Yom Tovim, we're going to have a problem that the vegetables won't remain fresh. Another concern the Gemara is going to teach us is that if Yom Kippur will be the day before or after Shabbos, then they won't be able to do Kvuras Ameis until Matzah Yom Kippur or Matzah Shabbos. So because of these reasons, they never made Elul, even though normally Elul is always a 30-day month, sometimes it means they need to manipulate that it should be a 30-day month, and that's why they sent out the Edom. But ask the Gemara, HaMekalka Rosh Hashanah, because if we're going to do this, people are going to make a mistake about Rosh Hashanah. Because they're going to assume that as in most years, Elul was a 29 day month. Day 30 is the first day of Tishrei. They're going to keep that day as Rosh Hashanah, and it really isn't Rosh Hashanah because of the special circumstances. They will have made Elul a 30-day month. Answers the Gemara: Mutav shetikalkel Rosh Hashanah. Chazal decided it's better that they should get confused with which is the day of Rosh Hashanah, v'lo yiskalkul kulei ma'adis, versus the concern that we just mentioned, that they're going to have the problem with all the other Yom Tovim, with Levayis and vegetables. Daikanami, it says the Gemara, the words of our Mishnah very much point in that direction. Because look at what the Mishnah says. By all the Yom Tovim, all the months that our Mishnah taught us that Shluchim went out to notify them when it's Yontif, it says, v'bnei ha-ma'adis. By Tishrei, the Mishnah uses a different word. By Tishrei, the Mishnah uses Mnei Takonis HaMayadis, because they wanted to make sure that the Yom Tovim come out in the right time, that it shouldn't interfere with all the issues that we just mentioned. Shema Mino, that sometimes they needed to make Elul into 30-day month, and once they needed to make Elul into 30-day month, now we could understand why they have to send out Shluchim for Tishrei as well. So I saw that Shlomo Zalman Orbach says our Gemara teaches us that we're concerned about when about these different concerns, and we're ready to make Tish Elul into a 30-day month for that reason. Even though it means that Klal Yisrael will end up maybe keeping the long day of Rosh Hashanah. So we see from here, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, how much we have to be concerned about the welfare of Klal Yisrael more than anything else. V'kislev m'nei Chanukah. We learned further in the Mishnah that they went out for Kislev for Chanukah. V'adam m'nei Purim. Says the Mishnah, comments the Gemara. V'ilnes abra shana, that if it was a leap year, and we know, as we've been discussing, when there's a leap year, there's two others. V'ilnes abra shana yotzer af adar sheni, that if it's a leap year, that they should go out for adar sheni, loik tani. That wasn't taught in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Masnissen, the loik Rebbe. Our Mishnah seems not to follow the opinion of Rebbe. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Rebbe Omer, in the Sabra Shana, if the year became a leap year, Yoitzim Af Adar Sheni Mipnei Purim, that they went out because, for Adar Sheni to notify when Adar Sheni is because of Purim. So our Mishnah, which doesn't mention that they went out for Adar Sheni, seems not to follow the opinion of Rebbe. And says the Gemara, so what is the machloikis if we do go out for Purim or not? Says the Gemara, perhaps this is the machloikis. The Masover, the Tan of our Mishnah is of the opinion that kol mitzvot ha-noyagis sheini noyagis perishin, that all the Yom Tovim, that all the mitzvot of Purim that apply in other sheini apply in other rishin as well. Or Masover, whereas Rebbe holds kol mitzvot noyagis b'sheini ein noyagis perishin, Purim could only be celebrated in other sheni, not in other rishon. So now we could explain as follows: if Purim could be celebrated in other rishon, so therefore says our Mishnah, they celebrated Purim in other rishon, and therefore there's no reason to notify them when other sheni is because they already celebrated Purim. But if, on the other hand, we hold that Purim is only celebrated in other sheni, that's why Rebbe holds that. That's what Rebbe holds, and that's why they had to send out shluchim for the sheni. Says the Gemara, loy. That can't be the explanation, because to Kuli Alma, everybody agrees when you have an other sheni mitzvahs hanagus b'sheni ain nagus b'rishin. The Yom Tovim Purim is only an other sheni, not an other rishin. For Hacha, here the question is b'ibushana kamiflgi. The question is the year that's a leap year. The Tanya. Kama Ibishana, how many days do we add, how long is the month that we add in a leap year? Shloishim Yoim. Specifically 30 days, not 29 days. And the Tori Evans says, why was that done? So Tori Evans says that the reason it was done is exactly the subject of the Shia that we're learning, of the Sugi that we're learning now. They did not want to have to send out Shlichim for Adar Sheni. And because they didn't want to send out Shluchim for Adar Sheni, they made a rule that Adar Rishon is always considered the extra month of the year, and Adar Rishon is always going to be a 30-day month. So therefore, people will all know when Adar Sheni is, and there won't be a need, because there's going to be this consistent rule that it's always going to be a 30-day month. And because of that, they didn't feel the need to send that, that's why they made it a consistent 30 days. Rashim Gamaliel Omer, Chodesh. It's always 29. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, we haven't really solved anything. Mashna Shloshim, why, according to the opinion that says it's always 30 days, do we not have to send out Shluchim for Adar Sheni? The Yadi, because they know when Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni is, it's going to be after 30 days from Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. So according to the Manda Amr, that it's always a Chodesh, that it's always 29 days, Nami Yadi, they also know it's always going to be 29 days. Says the Gemara, Amr Papa, Manda Amr Chodesh, the Manda Amr that said it's 29 days, doesn't mean it's always 29 days. Rather, what it means is, Ratz Chodesh, Ratz Shloshim. It could be 29 days, or it could be 30 days. And because it could be either 29 or 30 days, that's why they had to send out Shluchim. Whereas, as we just quoted from the Turi Evan, the mandama that says it's always 30 days. So it's always 30 days. If it's always 30 days, there's no reason to send out shluchim because they know when Ad Rosh Chodesh Sheni is. Says the Gemara, Heid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishum Kehillah Kedusha Yerushalayim. As we explained previously, the Kehillah Kedusha Yerushalayim were, the Gemara says, were had included in them Rabbi Yossi ben Amashulam and Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, who were people who divided the day into three. One third of the day they davened, one third of the day they learned, and one third of the day they worked. And another opinion is they worked in the summer and learned all of the winter. People who live such a life are called the Kila Kedusha. Here Rabbi Shua ben Levi Mishum Kila Kedusha Yerushalayim Ashnei Adarim. The two Adars, the 30th day of Adarishan, it becomes Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. In other words, Adarishan will always have 29 days. And the 30th day of Adar Sheni will be Rosh Chodesh Nissan. In other words, both Adarishan and Adar Sheni will always be 29 day months. Ask the Gemara, Lememra. So what we're saying is, the Chsein Avdinan, Meleim Avdinan, that both Adars are always 29 day months. Says the Gemara, Lafuke, this is contrary to the Darsha ben Nachman Chizda, Shehed Rav Simoim Mishimchage Zachari Melochi. The Meretz Chai says that certainly Rav Simoi never met Chag Zechari Melochi, but he says since this was a tradition that was passed down for generations in the name of Chag Zechari Melochi, so even though they never met them personally, they could still say Mishum Chag Zechari Melochi Ashnei Adorim regarding the two others, Shemroitzel Asushnei Meleim Oisim, if they want to treat them, if they both want to make them both into 30-day months, they may. Shneim Chaserim, if they want to make them both into 29 days, Oisim. Echad Malav, Echad Chaser, Oisim. One should be a 30-day month, one should be a 29 month. It's also permitted. The Kach Hayunayagim Begola, that's what they used to do in the Golos. Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, but Rav said, La'olam, Echad Malay Vechad Chaser. We always assume that Adar Rishon is going to be a Malay, that Adar Sheni is going to a 30-day month, and Adar Sheni is going to be a 29-day month. At Shivadalach, unless we become aware Shukvar Shchadish Zmanoi that they did it differently, and that's the halacha that Adar Sheni is always a Chaser, as we're going to begin to learn in our coming Shir.